It has been a very long time since I've done this. I basically thought that I was over with doing it. Honestly, a lot of things were happening. Rory was getting older. She's now 1.5. She'll be 2 late January. And the older they get, the more difficult parenting becomes, but it's also more fun, so I'm happy with it. It's Gucci all as well, but it is not, it is time consuming. So I have that excuse. I also, and this is me being extremely lazy, and it's a little embarrassing to admit, but I will be admitting it. Part of why I ended up not making more episodes was also something was happening with my laptop at the time. And so I literally couldn't. The technology was not working. And then I was getting so frustrated with the technology of it. And then life just started naturally getting busier with Rory getting older and all of the things. And then we moved houses recently. I mean, that was really recently, so that's not a real excuse. But basically, I'm making a lot of excuses for why I dropped off the face of the earth for all 0.2 of you who listen to this and care. But I did make a promise to myself when I first started it that I would give updates. I had to relearn this week I had to figure out some of this podcasting equipment anyways, because I booked a voiceover job. And so I brought it back out. We're in our new house, so we're still living out of boxes and everything. This is like our second week in our new home, so everything's really crazy. But weirdly, I thought about the podcast a couple of days ago because of the equipment that I finally figured out my tech issues, essentially. And my friend Allie, who was on the pod, she was a guest, Allie Hurley, she's a queen. She funnily texted me today and she was like, I know you're super busy, so no pressure, but are you going to make another podcast episode? And I just went on Brandi Lewis's podcast. She's amazing. She has a podcast called The Life We're Given, and she asked me to be on it, which was super nice. I was not deserving of it, but I went on because she's awesome. Anyways, that was amazing. But we talked about the podcast there, and I was like, oh yeah, I don't know if I'll ever make another episode, but here we are. And you know what? It feels good to be back in the saddle. Not saying that I'll be releasing these every other week again, like as I was doing, we'll figure it out. But I do want to I would love to make updates here and there as life permits. But yeah, life has been wild. I think that, so I want to remain honest that it does get harder. Auditioning does get harder when they become toddlers, but you still figure it out. So do not fret if you are someone out there that wants children and wants to be an actor, you will figure it out, but it's tough. So, but it's okay. It's all worth it. But yeah, when she was a baby, like, it was so much easier. You had more nap times during the day and to memorize and to do script work and all that stuff. And then you had more time to actually tape your auditions during the day. But I'm still figuring it out. Summer has been relatively slow anyways for auditioning. What is new? Aside from that, though, what's funny is, so things in that regard have gotten more difficult for sure. But also things have been, the fun stuff has been happening career-wise, I guess. I don't know another way to say it. I feel like my stomach just did a little growl. Sorry if you heard that. It's a little embarrassing. It's my acid reflux. I've had acid reflux for a long time. And sometimes my little, it sounds like I have a dragon in my throat, and that's what happens. But anyways, my short film Grace that I wrote, produced, co-directed, and acted in, I did that during the strikes, and it was SAG, and I know there's a SAG strike going on, but I was allowed to do it. SAG allowed for any micro-budget projects to continue. So it was allowed, guys. Don't be coming for me. But anyways, that is now in its festival, making its festival circuit run, if you will. And it's been really amazing. I don't know if I've mentioned this in other episodes, and you maybe have not even listened to the other episodes. So long story short, that was my first project I've ever made and put out myself. And I've learned a ton, but it's still going on its festival run, and it's been amazing. It's been so fun. I've met incredible people at these festivals, and I've been inspired a lot by the people I'm meeting to just kind of make my own work, especially right now, with the state of the industry, I guess. You know, it does get just exhausting to wait for auditions to come to you, you know? And so I wrote Grace a few years ago. I mean, it's been a long time coming to get to the festivals, because we took a long time in post-production because there were some issues happening. But now that we're here in the festival run, it's been so fun. And Grace has won some stuff, been nominated for some cool stuff. I'm going to be in New York City because Grace got into the Chelsea Film Festival in New York in October, which October is like the most fun time to be in New York, that and Christmas time. So I'm already planning out all of the coffee shops I will be hitting up or returning to. I was annoying last time we went to New York and I got a La Cabra. Like, there's a coffee shop in New York called La Cabra, and Alec and I fell in love with it, and I got a tote, which is so annoying of me, but I wear it every day. It is my purse. So I will be that little stuck up girly pop walking into La Cabra with my La Cabra tote bag. And I can't wait. I can't wait to pretend to be a local. And they're going to know I'm not a local. They always know. And I'm not cool enough to be a local, but it is what it is. I'm very excited. So anyway, this is a rant. But anyways, Grace got into the Chelsea Film Festival in New York City, and I'm so freaking pumped about it. It's a dream come true. Grace will be screening at the Regal Union Square Cinema or movie theater there. Alec, if he listens to this, he's going to roast me for saying the word cinema. The Regal Union Square movie theater, which is so iconic and awesome. So I don't think I ever would have thought when I was writing it that I would have my first film screen at a place like that. The inner child in me is in shock, I guess. So I'm so pumped about that. I think the networking will be really cool and insane. I mean, yeah, we just went to Atlanta Women's Film Festival this past weekend. We have Raleigh Film Festival this weekend. We started the festival run in my hometown of Marietta, Georgia, at the Cobb International Film Festival. We won Best Cinematography there, but it was cool because that was like my hometown theater that I grew up seeing shows at. And it felt very full circle. One of my high school teachers came to see Grace at the Atlanta Women's Festival this past week, and I haven't seen him literally since I was probably, I don't remember if I was a sophomore or junior, but either way, that was really validating and like, or not, I don't know. It was really cool. It was just, I was really honored that he took the time to come. And so I'm just excited. I feel like I meet so many inspiring people every time. So I know I won't be able to go. Raleigh is the one that I have not been able to go to just because with our move and about to go to New York so soon, it didn't make sense, but I'm going to be virtually tuning in. I'm really honored to have it screened there. So yeah, I don't know. I'm ranting again, and I truly don't say all this to like try to like toot my own horn or anything. And if it And of course, people will say that when they are tooting their own horn. So sorry if that's what that was. I genuinely just am happy because I feel like it feels good to put yourself out there and have anything at all come from it. So I'm just excited, and it's motivating me to keep making my own stuff, honestly. So I have been writing my next project that I'm really pumped about, and I'm in pre-production for that now. And I'm excited. I'll act in it again. But I'm writing less lines for myself since I'm planning on directing it. I co-directed Grace, so it was a little more manageable for me to act in that heavy of a role. But this next one's this next one's going to be totally different. It's a comedy, and I'm really pumped. I have some really, really talented actors who are hilarious who are going to be in it. So I can't wait. And I'm figuring out how to do all that while still being a stay-at-home mom. So I oftentimes am writing during her nap time. I mean, I'm recording this right now while it's her nap time. And when I'm done recording this, I'm about to go give my dog Rucker a bath. His seizures, for the few of you who care and have listened, his seizures have been much better since he's on really strong meds. But he did have a few breakthrough seizures the past couple months, which is a bummer. So that's sad, but he's doing okay. Right now, he's just going through a lot of skin allergies. So he's licking the mess out of himself, but you know, it is what it is. Rory's also having skin issues. She's had really bad eczema for a number of months. And so we were like, maybe our last house had mold, because we've tried everything. I took her to get food allergy tested. We've put water filters in our house. We do oat baths, Clydal oat baths. We do, I give her probiotics for her gut. I mean, I try everything. So the doctors are saying like, she'll probably just grow out of it. Anyways, we thought our last house maybe had mold, but turns out they both still have skin issues, and we're at the new house that we got mold tested and everything. And anyways, all that being said, I just wanted to make this little life update, to still encourage people. Cause I still am really passionate about that you can have children and have a film career, a film acting, whatever. I'm not saying I have some film career, but I would like to, and I'm pursuing that, and that's my dream. And I feel like what is funny is since I've had Rory, I've been having bigger and bigger career wins than I was ever having before her. It is possible, you know, you just have to figure it out, and it won't be easy, but yeah, so I've been writing a ton every day during her nap. Some days I wake up early to write or make revisions before she wakes up, and then I've stayed up late when she goes to bed, and I've really worked out the script. So I've done like well over 14 revisions to my script, and I feel like it's in a good spot now. So now I'm moving on to the next stages. Gonna meet with my DP for it soon on Saturday, kind of talk through budget, and then trying to figure out funding going forward. But I'm excited. I think everybody's path is different with the creative industries and film and television and all that. And I just think my way in, so to speak, for lack of a better term, is to create my own work and become more and more involved in the indie film sector of it all. So, but everybody's path is different. Not everybody has to do that, because I feel like some people hear that and say, oh, do I need to be doing that too then? And it's different for everybody. So that's what I'm doing. But I'm also, some people are really amazing improvisers and they might get really involved in an improv troupe. Some people find success in the theater world. So I'm just trying my hand at indie. I'm also not saying I have found success. God, should I even post? I don't even know. I'm always afraid people are going to think that if I do this podcast, that they think that I think I'm a hotshot, and I clearly am not, and I know I'm not. So it's not that at all. I'm just saying that some cool stuff has been happening through this film festival run that Grace is on, and I'm really, really thankful for it. And I'm learning so much, and I'm excited to continue. And I'm 29 years old, and I feel like with acting, you think that if you haven't achieved any great success by your late 20s and definitely 30s, then you might as well stop trying. And while I do feel that way, I'm just telling myself that I'm just getting started. And yeah, I'm excited to see where things go. I don't know. I'm excited to see what can happen moving forward. So I'm trying to put one foot in front of the other, one step in front of the other. I said that saying on Brandy's podcast, and what is the saying? I'm going to Google it really fast. Why am I so dumb? Alec is going to get mad if I called myself dumb. So I take it back, but one step in front of the other, right? Let me ask Google. Is the saying put one foot in front of the other or one step in front of the other? The phrases put one foot in front of the other and one step at a time are not the same. Okay, well, I didn't say that. So it's put one foot in front of the other. So that's what I'm trying to do with this little old movie biz film industry. I'm trying to put one foot in front of the other. And I'm not trying to, it's not that I think I'm going to be famous or anything. I just want a career. I'm just trying to work. Gig to gig, gig, honey. Gig to gig. I just want to be doing stuff until I die. That's my goal. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. Let me know if you listen to this, because it will encourage me to keep making more, because I'm pretty sure nobody will be listening. And yeah, it's been a long time, so that's on me. That is on me. Allie Hurley, this one was for you. Thanks for inspiring me. Get back in the saddle, honey. Get back in it. All right. I hope you all have a great day, and keep putting one foot in front of the other, honey. Peace and love.